I do appreciate the opportunity to host outstanding musicians and singers. Here is outstanding bassist Travis Shaw, bringing back some music and conversation that we enjoyed so much. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is so good to have you all with us on a Power Friday. I'm saying good for you to be with us because I know normally you're with me, but today you really are with us. I've been mentioning to you that we are going to have our guest, outstanding musician and composer, Mr. Travis Shaw. And as it turns out, you were hearing one of the songs from his CD right now. There's a lot happening in there. Travis Shaw, it is good to have you in the studio today. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me here.
My pleasure. And you know, one of the things that we in the Speaking With community really love is good music.
Yes.
We love it. We really get into it. And one of the things that I'd like to ask you as we go along, Travis, is for you to share with us what sparked your interest in music. How old were you? What caused you to gravitate towards it?
I think that's an amazing question. I think a lot of my love for music really probably started with my father. One of my earliest musical memories was just spending time wherever we would drive. You know, my dad would be listening to the classic rock station. He would always be quizzing me, like, who is this, you know? Oh, yeah, you know, do you recognize this song? Who's it by? And, you know, I got to the point where, you know, I really fell in love with, like, Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones. And that was, you know, probably my first real musical compass. And then I have a brother who's 5 years older than me, and when he was maybe in his teens, I was born in 1981, so by the time, say, I was, you know, 11 or so, grunge music was really coming out of Seattle at the time, and my brother was listening to a lot of things like Pearl Jam, Smashing Pumpkins, and Soundgarden, and of course Nirvana. And so again, it was like in the car with him, I would ride places and he'd play this music, and I fell in love with it. So I think to this day, my musical compass kind of begins with classic rock and then with alternative music from the 90s. And
then and you were about how old when your father had you listening to the classic rock?
Oh, I mean, it's from as early as I can remember.
About 7, 8 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, just wherever we went, it would be on the radio.
Yeah.
So, you know, to this day, I still know all that music by heart. And I think that was really important for me. And then I remember one time my brother, he brought home this guitar from one of his friends, and it had no strings on it, no pickups in it. It was like, I don't know where he got this thing. But I remember, like, I would sneak into his room when he wasn't around, and I'd be checking that guitar out, and I'd be going, man, that thing's cool. I wonder what's going on with that.
Even without the strings.
Yeah, even without the strings, you know, I was really attracted to it. So when I was 12, I started inquiring to my dad about getting me a guitar. And he got one from one of his friends at work, and it was an acoustic guitar, and had, you know, the strings were like real high off the fingerboard. So it was kind of a bear to play. And I remember, you know, I came in for my first guitar lesson. He got me guitar lessons too. My dad's always been really, really supportive. And I came in for my first guitar lesson, and the guy tried to teach me that 8675309 song. Anyway, it was just some basic chords. And but I remember being like, it was tough, you know, I really couldn't hang on that first guitar lesson. But when I would when I would go into the guitar lessons at what was World of Music the time, over by where, you know, was Augusta West Parkway, I think. Yep. And while I was waiting on my lessons, and I was studying with Jeff Guthrie, who's an amazing guitar player, I would play the basses. You know, because you go into a music store as a kid, you're waiting for your lessons, and, you know, they got all these instruments on the wall. Sir. So it's like, what are you going to do? You know, you're going to pick up a guitar and check it out. And mm-hmm. and then they had these basses. And I liked playing guitar, but I wasn't really getting good at it, you know. Mm-hmm. But something about sitting down and playing a bass, and I wish I could give you more information about it, but it was a tactile thing, like a visceral tactile thing for me. Just having it in my hands, for whatever reason, felt really good.
Wow, so that almost felt natural to you.
In a lot of ways, yeah. I mean, I don't think I was a natural born musician, but I just had a very visceral, honest attraction to the instrument, to the 4-string electric bass. And when I was 13, I started begging my dad, like, hey, Dad, I'm going to turn 14. And I'm like, please get me a bass for my birthday. Please get me a bass for my birthday. And my dad was all, you know, like I said, he was always real supportive. But at the same time, he was always like, well, if I'm going to do this, you're going to, you know, if I'm going to put money into it, you know, you're going to do it right. Mm-hmm. But I remember going into the music store for my 14th birthday and we World of Music again. And he was, I think he went up to the guy and he said, I want the cheapest bass you got and the cheapest amp you got. And that's where I started. And I'm so appreciative to him. I mean, he got me my first electric bass. And then a year later, he started renting an upright bass. Wow. Because I was at Greenbrier High School and I wanted to play in the concert band there. And Mr. Smallwood, the music director at Greenbrier, he said that if I could start playing upright bass, then I could play in the band at school. And so my dad, you know, started renting an upright.
And you were in high school then. When you hear, I mean, so often we think about young people, and if we're thinking guitar, including the bass, mm-hmm. we're thinking electric bass guitar. Yeah. He's saying, I want you to play the upright. Did you have any reluctance whatsoever, or was it something that you just immediately jumped at and said, yeah, I'm ready?
Well, I was probably
not ready in the sense that you could play it, but I'm willing to take this on.
Yeah, I was willing to take it on, absolutely. And I was definitely, like, in that first year, I got really into playing the electric bass guitar, and I really loved it. And so I would check out things like Bass Player Magazine, which is what we had at the time. And in Bass Player Magazine, they would have these pictures of these upright basses.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, whoa. You know, at some point, man, I gotta check that out. And so, you know, and then I started taking bass lessons from John Lamb, who played bass in All That Jazz. And John was a really good bass teacher, and I picked up a lot, you know, just taking private lessons once a week, 30 minutes a week with him. And that's kind of where I started. That's kind of the beginning development.
So you were taking, as far as the bass goes, you were with John Lamb 30 minutes a week.
Mm-hmm.
How much time were you spending on your own at that time?
Too much. I should have been spending more time doing my studies and being really, like, conscious of getting into a good college and stuff like that. But man, I just got whisked away. And I spent a lot of time playing bass. A lot. But I was never thinking about, you know, then I wasn't going, well, how many hours a day should I practice, you know? It was just, you know, like, I still have that. I wake up in the morning and I want to play. Mm-hmm. I want to work on music. And I had that then, and I still have that now.
And so you've been introduced years prior by your father to classic rock. It was still a part of your life. Your older brother had introduced you to grunge.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any particular music that you really gravitated towards when it came to actually playing the bass along with the music? Or did you find yourself just picking up a number of genres and working with your bass?
That's a good question too. I think when I started out, I don't really consider myself kind of like a natural musician because I really didn't have a very good ear. I just had a lot of drive.
Okay.
You know, like I couldn't really sing very well, and I didn't have a good pitch sensitivity. So I think back now about some of the things that I was playing when I was younger, and I'm kind of going to myself like, man, what was I even playing? And to be honest with you, I think as kind of a precursor to me getting into jazz, I was spending a lot of time improvising.
Interesting.
Just learning how to just come up with stuff.
Which for a lot of people comes later in the playing journey. For you, it was sort of up front.
Yeah, I think so. And then later I learned how to pick music apart and begin to analyze it and understand the things that were happening with inside the music.
Gotcha. We're going to talk some more about that too, ladies and gentlemen. What is happening inside the music as Travis Shaw introduces more of us to his music, his songs, and Music 101. He and I'll be right back.